This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Thursday, October 6, 1988, the eve of the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. We are at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow Park, Long Island, New York. This is near LaGuardia Airport, and occasionally you will hear a plane go overhead. The people recite the Rosary continuously. Now listen carefully to the message from heaven.
All about the trees now, there are blue lights and pink lights. This is most unusual because usually the blue lights either show or the pink lights. But here we have them both cascading together, all about the trees. I'm certain if you look very closely, you can't miss the effect they have on the statue and everything that is so beautiful on the Excedra. They cascade right down onto the Excedra. They are so beautiful. Now, high up in the sky, I can't judge by feet. There's a light, a most beautiful light. Now, it's opening up. It started about the size of, I would say, a quarter. But now it's opening up and becoming much larger about. Now, as I'm watching, I hear voices in the background, and they're singing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. They sound like angels, hundreds of angels now. And there, coming forward through the light, is Jesus. Oh, he looks magnificent. Oh, the lights are coming down all about him now. They're blue and they're pink. And he's smiling. I can see the smile upon his face. It is so soothing and so invigorating. There is no way I can humanly explain it. Now, if you look high up into the sky, Jesus now has moved over to his left side, over in that direction. Now, he's pointing up to the sky that I should look farther up into the sky. Now, there, high over our heads, is another light. Now, this looks about the size of a 50-cent piece, but it's getting larger and larger around as it's coming forward. Now, within the light, I can see Our Lady. Oh, she is so beautiful. She is just so beautiful. Words cannot describe her beauty. All I can say is this is something that is not earthly. It's the most heavenly sight that anyone could see. Our Lady has on her white gown with the gold trim all about the edge. And she has the mantle over her head. I very seldom have even seen a wisp of Our Lady's hair. It is so beautiful. Now Our Lady is coming down. She's floating now, and she seems to be standing on the light now. It's created a ball-like effect under her feet, and it's floating her over to Jesus' right side. Now that would be our left side. Now as I'm looking over, I notice that Jesus is in deep conversation with Our Lady. I cannot hear it, just what it is they are saying at this time. It must be confidential. But I will say this, that over on one side, I see a most beautiful light. And in that light, there comes forward a book, a very large book, but it is a Bible. Now Jesus is touching his first finger, to his lips and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. And as I'm watching, I notice the pages are turning in the Bible. And Jesus is not a jest. that is in observing the Bible. Now Jesus is coming forward. He's about 16 to 20 feet over the statue. He's looking down all about him. He seems very pleased this evening. And now he's touching his lips. Veronica, my child, look up and see and tell me what you see and tell the world what you see high above your head. Oh, I see a most beautiful being, but he's all of light. I know it's the Eternal Father, but I cannot see him in form as the Jesus and Our Lady are appearing. He seems to be a beam of all light, but the light itself is so beautiful, it gives you a great feeling of warmth and also a feeling of comfort. Now Jesus is asking me to come down now with him, closer to the crowds about, and look about him. Yes, I can see it, Jesus. Yes, we do have many infirm this evening. You will cure too. Oh, that is just wonderful. I know they'll be very happy. Now Jesus is pointing back up to the circle of light, and he's saying, repeat after me, my child, the words given on the mount. This is the way you must pray to the Eternal Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My child, I had you repeat this, even though I know you are having difficulties with your throat this evening. You will be taken care of, my child. Do not be concerned. Now, I ask you to say that prayer because it soon will be forgotten upon earth. The modernists seek to remove it now from the books in the schools. You, my child, will see that this prayer to the Eternal Father is printed up and given out to all the children within your means. Mothers must now take full precedence for their children. In other words, my child, they must be the teachers now. For those who were teachers have given themselves over now to all forms of modernism and pacifying those that are evil in their teachings. They do not stand on their two feet solidly before their bishops, who are doing wrong in the teaching of their children. It will be up to the parents at this time to go forward and be a true parent in the eyes of God by teaching their children at home. And one Lord prayer must not be forgotten, but our modernists are casting it aside. Repeat this, my child, an act of contrition. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. You see, my child, that also will be cast from the book this coming year. The children are being taught unity, that world unity. The world is striving and fast-heading for a one-world religion and also a one-world government, that this will not be a godly government. It will be one of communistic nature. My child and my children, listen to me now. I brought Thorpe Veronica to you this evening, even though she is not well. I tell you, my child, it is urgent to make this sacrifice for mankind. As you well understand from what has transpired the past 2 days, that we were not talking idly in the past message through you. We want the world to know, again, that there was a locution given to my child, Veronica, and it talks of this, Sodom and Gomorrah. Does this seem similar to you, my children? Are you not living now among the realms of Sodom and Gomorrah? And what happened to that adulterous city? It was destroyed. Just as Babylon the Great shall be destroyed also. Now, my child, there are two who will be cured this evening. To avoid all confusion, I will lead you directly to those whom I wish that you will bless with the crucifix of the shrine of our Blessed Mother. Pray, my child and my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. The world is in its most dire time and subject to bad punishments, my children. I say bad because many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption, and many will also die when they see what lies ahead of them, as fear will grip their hearts as they run to and fro from their homes, looking for a place of solace, a human word that will give them the courage to face what lies ahead, and that will often be death of the body. My child and my children, accept the words of my mother and my counsel to you throughout the past years. Everything that has been given to you has been given for a reason and will come true. Were it not so, I would tell you this now. Remember, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Use no excuses to relieve your family of this obligation to the Eternal Father. And remember again, my children, the two prayers that make the heart rise to heaven. Teach your children, for they will not be taught any longer in the schools. Now, my child, I wish that you take any rose petals available and go to the infirm circle and give out also any available rosaries. My mother and I will stand to the side while you do this. It will be necessary for the cure, my child. Now all about the trees, there are great lights. These are all light lights, summoning the fact that Jesus and Our Lady have been standing over the trees, waiting for us to finish with the infirm circle. Now, Our Lady is pointing over to the sky. And as I look over to where she's pointing, I see great multitudes of people, but they're fighting. I know it's some kind of a war going on. Now, their skin is darker, though not black like in Africa, but they are actually killing each other. And I hear a voice from beyond the sky saying, "Father against son, mother against daughter. It will be one of the greatest catastrophes that the world has ever seen." That voice came far beyond the sky, as though it was coming from the Eternal Father himself. Jesus is nodding yes, and Our Lady is coming over to him. She looks very sad at this time. Something must have happened drastically this evening, which we will probably find out about in time. Now, Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips like this. "My child and my children, there is not much more that I can say to you. My words have gone throughout the world, and how many have acted upon them? I come to you as a mother of peace, a mother of love. My tears have been shed upon you all. I will not give up the incentive to want to save every child upon earth. I shall wander to and fro wherever my voice can be heard and ring to the world the final message before the end of the age. My son has made it known to you about the reason the world shall suffer. But my child and my children, if you will go back to all the past messages, I am certain you will find due reasons for the world's suffering. I tell you now that there shall not be a cure found for the disease of AIDS. It is a punishment from the Eternal Father. Unfortunately, my children, there are many young innocents and those that are older who have come in with the plan of God for the salvation of their souls, that they too have fell victim to the AIDS plague. It is a plague, my child, as other plagues shall also follow this one. Do not be affrighted, my child. I realize that this has given you a feeling of terror, for the AIDS plague has hit many, all the known and unknown, and children as well. I would suggest, my children, that you guard yourselves well against this plague. If you must have a form of operation requiring transfusions, I would suggest that you have a member of your family donate this blood, for the other has been grossly, I say grossly, contaminated and will cause many deaths. My child and my children, I repeat, as my son has just said to you, that you must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout the world and your nation. Your nation, all the eyes of the world are upon your nation. But we also watch as they try to fly high into the heavens, where as much effort put into bringing God the Father to the world. I am sure, my children, much of the evil of the world would disappear. This, of course, is beyond doing, for man has now a proud status, one in which he finds himself king of the world. And for honor and glory and money, man will sell his soul. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. My child and my children, listen to this well. Guard your children. Do not let them be influenced by their teachers today, for modernism has set in and also immodesty. There are many teachers whose example are poor to the children. Therefore, it is now the duty of each parent to guard their children's souls. Otherwise, the day will come when they will shed great tears of sorrow, not knowing in what realm their children lie now that they have passed over the veil. My child and my children, I call to you now and say again, a constant vigilance of prayer must be made throughout the world, not just the United States and Canada, but throughout the world. And this can only be done, and done rightly, if you follow the directions from heaven given to you in the past years. That is why I say, and I say again, you must read all of the messages given from heaven through the past years, or you will not be saved. Much is being overlooked due to the quantity of messages. Therefore, you will start from the beginning and go forward up to the present date. This will also be in the printing, my children. You will start from the beginning and go forward up to the present date. Now Our Lady is taking the beautiful crucifix on her rosary. She's taking it from about her waist, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming forward closer to her statue, going over on Jesus' right side. Jesus has moved while Our Lady was speaking. He went over closer to the trees on our right side. And now Jesus is extending his hands like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips, and he's saying, my child, I want you at this time to take three photographs. They may be interpreted upon the ground.